We're continuing to look at a riot that takes place in Acts chapter 19, verses 28 through 34. Let me pick up again with verse 33. Alexander motioned for silence in order to make a defense before the people, but when they realized that he was a Jew, they all shouted in unison for about 2 hours. Great is Artemis of the Ephesians. Picture thousands of Ephesians in the great theater, which was capable of holding some 25 to 30,000 people. There is confusion over what's happening. Everyone seems to be shouting something different. So it's just one big, confusing, angry mass of people. I mean, what are they going to do? Flip over police chariots? Burn down the stone seats? Break out windows? So they just kept standing there screaming, "Great is Artemis of the Ephesians." This goes on for some time before someone grabbed a guy named Alexander and pushed him on the stage. Now, Luke doesn't identify Alexander for us, so we don't know if he was a Messianic Jew. But it seems that the Judaic Jews were the ones that shoved him to the theater's center stage, probably because they felt that they were under pressure because of Paul. Perhaps they were going to let Alexander be the scapegoat. This way, they could say it was the Messianic Jews who were the problem, not themselves. At any rate, Alexander motioned for the crowd to quiet down, intending to try to defend himself. But when they realized he was Jewish, they shouted him down and kept yelling, "Great is Artemis of the Ephesians." For the next 2 hours, the crowd just kept shouting the same thing. It was make or break time at Ephesus. What would happen next? Well, we get to see that as we move on to verses 35 through 41. The preaching of the gospel at Ephesus has created a firestorm protest from the Ephesian Silversmith Guild. Their leader, Demetrius, has convinced the guild members that Paul is not only subverting the worship of Artemis, but he's endangering their livelihood. It's a chaotic scene at the Great Theater. Aside from the cry, "Great is Artemis of the Ephesians," everyone seems to be shouting something different. This is one angry mass of people with no other vent but their voices. So in verse 35, we read that after 2 hours of the mob shouting at one another, the city clerk arrived at the theater and got involved. Here's what Luke records to start with. He says, "The city clerk quieted the crowd." Now, as you will recall, Alexander tried to do the same thing, but when the rioters realized that he was a Jew, they shouted him down. The city clerk, whom Luke does not name, has a decidedly different effect on the mob. Luke simply says that he quieted the crowd. This is one of those places in Luke's narrative where he shows a high degree of local knowledge. As John Stott notes, Luke is very well informed about the finer points of municipal institutions at Ephesus in the 1st and 2nd centuries AD. Aside from the Asiarchs, who were responsible for the emperor cult, the town clerk held a very important position at Ephesus. He was the executive officer of the civic assembly. One of his assignments was to assist in drafting any decrees to be considered by the civic assembly. And when these measures were passed, the city clerk was tasked with having them engraved on placards and posted around the city. In essence, the city clerk acted as a liaison officer between the civic government and the Roman provincial administration. We'll see more of this next time on Verse by Verse.